Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Everyday Immunity. I'm super excited for today's episode. I'm bringing something a little new to the table. It's our first guest on the show, which is very, very exciting. So I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do, but let's just hop right into it. You guys may recognize her if any of you have watched the show Shark Tank. That's where I first saw her. So I'm very excited for this interview today. But without further ado, please help me welcome Catherine Arnston, the founder and CEO of EnergyBits. So Catherine, thank you so much for being here, and I hope we have a really good time today.
You bet. And I was on Shark Tank. That was pretty funny, but and it was a great experience, but I knew they wouldn't understand. Our company sells algae tablets, and I'm so excited to share with you what they are and why they're so good for you. And you know, the sharks, they just didn't get it, but that's okay.
No, maybe they will eventually. Angry, but
it's like love, you know, it takes time to mature and evolve and grow into something beautiful.
Exactly. So Catherine, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this whole algae world.
Yeah. It's an unusual world to get into, but I'm so happy I'm here. Well, I live in Boston, Massachusetts. I've lived here 33 years. Wow. However, I am Canadian, a homegrown girl, born in Toronto.
We love that.
Still Canadian, still have a flag on my chest. It's not real, but it's in my heart. And I went to school in Kingston at Queen's and Western in London, Ontario. So I'm very local. And my family's still all up there. So what happened was about 12 years ago, I was doing my corporate business, whatever. And my younger sister, who lives in Toronto still, developed breast cancer. She's fine now, so don't worry about that. But her oncologist advised her to change her diet to an alkaline diet because she said it would help with her healing. Now, they didn't tell her what an alkaline diet was or why it was good for her. So as soon as she got home from her doctor's appointment, she picked up the phone and called me. And of course, I love my sister and I'll do anything for her. And I had no nutrition background whatsoever, but I said, I have no idea what this alkaline stuff is, but I will find out because I'm a very good researcher. I probably should have been a scientist. So I did a deep dive on the internet 12 years ago because nobody was really talking about alkaline diets then. And turned out it was mostly a plant-based diet because of the phytonutrients, the chlorophyll that do build your immune system. And it was all based on science. And so she did change her diet. She did go through her chemo. But in the process of helping her, I started reading all these books about plant-based nutrition. Now, everybody's talking about plant-based nutrition now and the importance of it. However, 12 years ago, nobody was. So I thought, man, this stuff is pretty powerful. Somebody has to tell the rest of the world about it. So I thought, well, I have no idea how I'm going to do it. I have no background, but I'm going to give it a shot. So I gave up my 25-year corporate career. I didn't have any nutrition education whatsoever. So I enrolled myself in a one-year certificate to be a nutrition coach at a place called the Institute for Integrative Nutrition in New York. I went down every weekend. So I graduated with that in July of 2009. So then again, I thought, well, now what? So I thought, well, I know I have all this knowledge. I'll put my own curriculum together. And I'll teach plant-based nutrition to people for free at corporations and hospitals. So I did that for almost a year. But this is where I had my epiphany that led me to really dig into algae in a big way. Because when I was teaching these classes to people about plant-based nutrition and the importance of vegetables, I learned a very valuable lesson, which I'm sure everybody who's listening will relate to. We all know we need to eat more vegetables, right? However, the reality is there are so many obstacles. They're heavy to carry home. They take a lot of time to clean. They take a lot of time to cook. They take a lot of time to eat, even if you even like them, because most people I have found do not like eating vegetables, men and children in particular. Yep. So I thought, how can I help people be healthy with plant-based nutrition if I can't get them to eat the bloody plants? So all right, I got to go back to the internet and find something that's fast, easy, green. Didn't know again once what I was gonna find, but I tried a bunch of things I'd found for my sister. But when I got to the algae, which was one of the many things I had recommended to her, I started doing a deep dive on the science. First of all, it is the most alkaline food in the world, which is what started me on this journey, finding my sister's doctor telling her to eat alkaline foods. So that box was checked. Then I found out that NASA says algae has 1,000 times more nutrition than any other fruit or vegetable. 1 to 1,000. So, okay, it's got the nutrition, it's got the alkaline, it's got the most highest concentration of chlorophyll in the world, has 1,000 times more chlorophyll. That's what makes plants green than Chinese greens. It's the most studied food in the world. There are 100,000, not 5, not 50, not 5,000, 100,000 studies on the health and scientific benefits of algae. It's unbelievable. But of course, scientists only like to talk to other scientists. So none of this science has eked its way out into the public. And then on top of that, I found out that algae has been used for hundreds of years around the world, most notably in Asia, where it's a multi-billion dollar agricultural crop. Now there's two important things here three important things in that statement. Number one, it's been used for 50 years every day by people in Japan. Number two, it's an agricultural crop. It is not a supplement. It's grown in fresh water, which is also important because it doesn't come from the ocean, the two that we're going to talk about, spirulina and chlorella. So it's a food crop. It's like kale or broccoli or lettuce. It's not made in labs or factories with high heat. That's why your body absorbs everything. And it's as big as the beef industry is here. That's how big an industry is. It is in Asia. So the only problem I found with algae is that everybody here just thought it was pond scum, right? They didn't realize it's a nutritional superstar, the most eco-friendly, sustainable crop in the world. We're going to talk about that too, because it's going to save the oceans. It already is. It saves land. It saves water. It gives us air. It is crazy what this stuff does. But the problem was the quality's been poor. It's been sold here for 50 years, both in America and Canada, but it all came from China and was terrible quality and had lots of toxins in it. And nobody's educated anybody about what algae is and what it does and why it's so good for you. And the thing you need to know for sure after all this is that it's the easiest, fastest, purest, safest way for you to get the nutrients you need to build your immune system. And right now with COVID-19, we all need a strong immune system, and the best way is with algae, and we'll explain why that is. So 10 years ago, I decided, and this is way before COVID, that I was gonna spend the rest of my life educating the world about what algae is, what it does, why you should be taking it every single day, you, your children, your pets, and your body will thank you, Mother Earth will thank you, and algae is going to be bigger than CBD. It's already starting to, the momentum's kicking in, and I'll give you some really cool examples of that, because big corporations, even M&M's and Reebok and Gore-Tex, these are all big companies that have discovered algae, just like everybody else is going to. So you're hearing it first here on Everyday Immunity.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I encourage you to get on the algae train, because you will, it's going fast and you will not be disappointed. It'll be, your health will be so much better almost instantly. That's amazing.
No, I definitely agree. And I'm so glad to have you on the show to talk about it, because I've been taking algae pretty much daily for the last about 5 years or so.
Woo!
I've noticed such a difference in my health, you know, my energy, my mood, everything, my immune system, number one. Like I've talked about it on this show before. My immune system as a kid was just absolute crap. And it's not perfect now, you know, but we've made some improvement, and I totally think it's the algae I've taken every day. So me getting made fun of for years from friends and family and coworkers.
It's payback time.
Exactly. Payback time. So I'm hoping now that they hear it from another mouth, maybe it'll actually sink in.
Yes. Well, and it's not just me. I mean, so here's the thing, and I'll talk about what algae is and the different types, but the United Nations has endorsed algae since 1974. That's almost 50 years. And what do they say about algae? They say it's the answer to world hunger. Why? Because it has the highest concentration of protein in the world. Wow. It has 3 times the amount of protein as steak. And every single function in your body, your heart, your bones, your brain needs protein. And when you see those pictures of children with distended stomachs, that's indicative of a protein shortage. So it's got ours has 64% protein. Animal protein is like 22%. I think milk is like 3%. You shouldn't be drinking milk anyways, but
So all you meat eaters out there that say, oh, where do vegans get their protein from? Take
yeah,
that.
Well, exactly. And you know, I'm not trying to beat up on anybody, because you can, your choices of food and your lifestyles are completely your own. Mm-hmm. All I would ask is that you pay attention to how you feel, because some people do feel better on a vegan diet and some people don't. So the most important thing is how you feel. Exactly. And the great thing I love about algae is that it plays with everybody in the sandbox. It's vegan, it's keto, it's paleo, it's low carb, it's low fiber, it's low calorie, it's good for diabetics, heart patients. I mean, there is not a single lifestyle or dietary choice that exists that excludes algae. So seriously, and it has so much nutrition. You're going to find out about it. We sell them in tiny tablets, or about the size of a baby aspirin. Each one of those tablets has the nutrition equal to a plate of vegetables. So a heaping plate of vegetables, by the way. So, we have a visual, I know you can't see it, but we're putting it on our website. Like, if you don't have time to eat vegetables, you know, you don't have an excuse anymore. Yep. All you have to do is open your mouth, pop a little tablet down your throat, and you're done. You just had a plate of vegetables with 40 vitamins and minerals.
And that's a big thing. Like, a lot of my clients and people I work with, you know, they want to eat healthier, but they say, can't I just take a pill? Because I don't have time to sit there and cook all these things and, you know, load up my plate, bring food with me. I can't eat it all. So here's your answer.
Here's the answer, right. But they do different things. So we definitely want to be sure you understand the difference between the different algaes. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I actually wanted to ask you about that. What are the differences between, you know, spirulina and chlorella? Because I know those are the two that you use in your product, right?
Yes, that they, well, we're not just use in them. That's what they are. There's nothing else in them. It's 100% algae. So let me sort of back up a little bit, if that's okay, and explain what algae is. Because it's not pond scum, although it does look like that, I'll admit. So algae is a food group. You have vegetables and fruit. Those are food groups that everybody knows. And algae is its own category because it's neither a fruit or a vegetable. In fact, algae was the first life on Earth almost 4 billion years ago, and they have fossils to prove that. So it's been here a long time, and it's going to be here longer than we are. So there's got to be something magical about that. Algae releases oxygen while it's growing. So after a billion years of algae growing, and spirulina, by the way, which we're going to talk about in a minute, is technically a bacteria. Now, the reason why that's important is because it gets into your bloodstream almost instantly, because there's no cellulose wall for your body to break down to get access to all the protein that we talked about. So anyway, so algae is its own food category. Now, it's broken into two subcategories. One that I'm sure you'll know about, it's called macroalgae. And this is basically seaweed, dulse, kelp. It's all that big, messy, stringy stuff you see washing up on shore. Now, that's also good for you, but for other reasons. It has fiber and iodine, because it usually comes from the ocean, but it does not have a lot of nutrition in it. Nothing compared to the other algae, which we're going to talk about now, which is called microalgae. Now, it's called microalgae because it's microscopic in size. I think I read somewhere that something like a million cells can fit on the head of a pin. It's that tiny.
Wow.
And it's everywhere. It's in the oceans, the rivers, the lakes, the soil, your swimming pool, your aquarium. And this is what feeds the whales. This is what feeds the fish. This is what feeds almost every living organism in the world. But it's all this wild algae is not safe for human consumption. Fine for the fish, not fine for us. So don't stick your hand in your swimming pool and scoop up a bunch of the algae, because it will just make you sick. So
yeah, definitely do not recommend that. Trust me, guys, I used to work at a pool store, and do not do it.
Yeah, there you go. So you heard it here. This is great validation. All you're validating me, I'm validating you.
And it's perfect.
That's what the truth is, right? It's, you can't deny it.
I agree.
And what you know, you can't unknow.
Exactly.
<That's the other thing. laughs>
Whether you would like to or not, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. So within microalgae, you have two other subcategories. One is called blue-green and the other one is green. Now, I mention this because we're going to talk about spirulina, which is one type of blue-green algae. And we're also going to talk about chlorella, which is one type of green algae. And the reason why I need you to understand it's just these are just one type is that you might go online and you'll read about toxic blue-green algae. And I'll say, yes, if it came from the ocean, if it came from a swamp, you wouldn't drink water out of a swamp, would you? Because, you know, you're intelligent enough to know that that would be full of toxins. Well, if the algae came from the ocean, it's a pretty good chance. Well, first of all, it's poisonous to you, but it's also going to be full of toxins. The only algaes you want to be consuming are the two we're going to talk about today that are harvested as food crops. The blue-green one is called spirulina, and the green one is called chlorella, and they're quite different. So let me go into what's different about what they have in them nutritionally and what they do in your body. So spirulina, like we mentioned, the United Nations has endorsed it as the answer to world hunger because it has the highest concentration of protein in the world. And, you know, this is just the truth. You can go to 1,000 other websites, do whatever you want, but it's been known since the 1800s that spirulina has the highest concentration of protein in the world. And what's even more important is that protein is already in what's called amino acids. So your body doesn't have to break down the protein in order to absorb it. Now, when you eat animal protein, it can take 3 days for your body to break down the protein into amino acids. And by that time, you only end up absorbing about 5 or 10% of the aminos. But with spirulina and chlorella, because the protein is already in amino acids, nothing for your body to have to break down, it's 99% bioavailable. That means your body absorbs all of it almost instantly. So I call it very efficient nutrition because you get everything. There's no waste, right? And by the way, it has 18 of the 20 aminos, so it's what's called a complete protein. The vegans in the community will know that very often you have to sort of match up different food groups to get a complete protein. You don't have to worry about that with algae. It's already complete. So because it has all this high amino acids and it has very high B vitamins are what convert aminos into energy. So spirulina, and one other thing, spirulina has very high essential fatty acids like omega-3 that I know you're familiar with, as well as something called GLA, which is technically an omega-6, but it behaves like an omega-3. And it's very important for brain health. And the only place that has more GLA in it than spirulina is mother's breast milk. Why does mother's breast milk have so much GLA? Because the baby's brain doubles and triples in size within the first 2 years of birth. So that Mother Nature knew to put all this really great essential fatty acid into the mother's breast milk. Well, you can't have mother's breast milk after the age of two. So spirulina gives you all the same nutrients, it has exactly the same aminos as mother's breast milk in the same proportion. So it's virtually identical to mother's breast milk. I'm the one that discovered that, by the way.
Wow, so, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty. And there's, as I said, there's 40 other vitamins and minerals, including high iron that carry oxygen. So because of all the protein, the essential fatty acids, it's a vasodilator, which means it opens up your blood vessel. All of this beautiful harmony of all these nutrients, and like I say, there's 40 more, cause your body to have energy physically, focus mentally, and it satisfies your hunger. It's unbelievable. For the first 4 years when we started, the running community found out about us, and then the triathlete community, and then the NHL players, and then the Olympic athletes. So we were a sports nutrition company for the first 4 or 5 years because it gave all the athletes steady energy and did not upset their stomach like all the sports nutrition products that have sugar chemicals, maybe caffeine in them. So if you're intermittent fasting, if you want some energy when you get up in the morning, just taking 3 or 4 of these tablets satisfies your hunger, keeps your intermittent fast. You didn't have to cook anything, clean anything, gives you all the vitamins and minerals you need, plus all that protein. I mean, seriously, it is a rock star when it comes to giving you energy and nutrition. Now, the energy you'll get, by the way, because there's no stimulants, there's no caffeine, chemicals, or sugar. It's not like, you know, a lightning bolt from the sky. There's no rush or crash. The best way to describe it is you'll just feel fresh. I mean, how bad is that? It feels like you just had a good night's sleep. So you might not even notice it, but you will notice that you're not hungry and you'll notice that you don't feel tired. And that's a pretty good feeling as far as I'm concerned. So, and I feel that way every day, all day, every day. So, and it's just from nutrition, not caffeine or anything like that. So that's why we call our spirulina energy bits, because it gives you bits of energy and they're little tiny tablets.
That makes a lot of sense. That's
and we call the tablets, they're definitely not pills. And they're not supplements. We call them bits because they're bits of food. It's like a kale chip or a nut. It's really great. But we found that women didn't like the blue packaging or the name Energy Bits. And because the high protein, high antioxidants also builds your skin and hair, because I started the company because of my sister, so women's health is very important to me, I made a second version of spirulina and called it Beauty Bits. And it's in a pink package, and it's really pretty.
I have to agree, guys. It is.
Yeah, we have new packaging coming up soon.
Ooh. Really
cool. Yeah, the little canister so you can shake your stuff out. So Beauty Bits and Energy Bits are exactly the same. Someone said, oh, you have a boy spirulina and a girl spirulina. And that's pretty much the truth. But they do exactly the same things, and they fill nutritional gaps. If you have kids, if you have family members who don't like to eat vegetables or clients, this is the answer for them. And it's so safe. You can give it to newborns, grandparents, pets. There isn't a single person in the world that can't digest and can't benefit from spirulina algae. It has no interactions with anything.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty... It's pretty. The only downside with spirulina is it doesn't taste very good.
Yes, I have to admit, I tried one and I wanted to see, why does it say just swallow it? Like, how bad is it if you chew it? And guys, oh my gosh, just swallow the tablet.
We used to make t-shirts and headbands that said it's okay to swallow. There's nothing you can do with spirulina. It is what it is. It's very chewy. If you like the earthy flavor, bonus, mm-hmm. But 99% of people do not. So just swallow them or put them in a smoothie and you're fine. Okay, so that's spirulina, energizing, satisfies your hunger, technically a bacteria, gets into your bloodstream very quickly. The other algae is called chlorella, and it's a green algae. Why? Because it only has one pigment in it. I forgot to mention that spirulina has two pigments. It has chlorophyll, which is the green one, and it has a blue pigment called phycocyanin, which is why it's called a blue-green algae. And there's lots of healing properties to that particular blue pigment, one of which is scientists have discovered, and it's on our website, that it actually stops the COVID virus from entering your cells. So that's pretty powerful right there. But back to chlorella. So chlorella is a green algae. Now, remember I said spirulina has the highest concentration of protein in the world. Chlorella has the highest chlorophyll in the world. Chlorophyll is what makes plants green. And you may say to yourself, well, what's so important about chlorophyll? Well, I'm going to tell you. Chlorophyll builds your blood, number one, and it builds your immune system. We have our chlorella algae we call recovery bits because it helps you recover your health. And a large part of it is from this high concentration of chlorophyll. Chlorella has so much chlorophyll, it has 1,000 times more than greens, 200 times more than spinach. It even has 25 times more chlorophyll than liquid chlorophyll because liquid chlorophyll are made from alfalfa sprouts. So let's get back to what chlorophyll does. Well, I mean, I could spend an entire day about chlorophyll, but let me give you at least three key points about chlorophyll. You will be stunned to know that the chemical composition of chlorophyll is virtually identical to your blood. Like there's something like 40 or 50 different chemicals and bonds in the chemical composition of your blood. Or chlorophyll, and they're identical with the exception of one atom in your blood. That one atom is, I had a picture of it. We'll send you a picture. The one atom in the middle is iron, and for chlorophyll, it's magnesium. Otherwise, they're identical. Mother Nature is very smart. The reason why they're identical is because chlorophyll is so important to build your blood. And if you have healthy blood, that means nutrients, healthy nutrients are getting to your cells, to your immune system, to your brain, to your organs. It keeps you healthy. And during World War I, when they ran out of blood for transfusions for the injured, they used to give them liquid chlorophyll. Why? Because they would heal just as fast as if they'd had a blood transfusion. And I used to wonder what it was in the chlorophyll until I saw this chemical composition, which you can go online and find. I do have a picture of it, but anyways, they're absolutely identical. So that number one, chlorophyll builds your blood. Now, if we have time, we're going to talk about COVID because it's more than a respiratory disease. They're realizing it's a disease of the blood that steals the oxygen out of your blood because it steals the iron atom. So COVID is a blood disorder. And so if chlorophyll builds your blood, you have to think maybe if you took something that has a lot of chlorophyll in it, it might either protect you from COVID or it certainly might help you heal. So that's number one, very, very high chlorophyll that builds your blood because they're identical in their chemical composition. Chlorophyll is also a fat-based pigment. Why is that important? Well, Your health starts at the cellular level, everything, right down to the mitochondria inside your cells. And those cells and the cell walls have to be healthy, or disease sets in. And viruses like COVID are acidic, and chlorophyll is alkaline that keeps your cells at the proper pH so that they don't get sick. There's a gentleman by the name of, he won a Nobel Prize, his name is Otto Warburg, back in the early 1900s. He discovered that all disease is acidic. So the key to health is maintaining the pH balance of your blood and of your cells so that they can function properly. And chlorophyll maintains that healthy alkaline state. And remember, that's how I got into this. My sister's oncologist told her to eat an alkaline diet. But in addition to that alkaline nature of chlorophyll, because it's a fat-based pigment, it heals your cell walls. And that's why so many people say, well, I'm cleansing or I'm juicing or eat greens because they're cleansing. And this is what's cleansing. Because the cell wall becomes healthy with the fats from the chlorophyll, that means nutrients can get in and toxins can get out. And the best analogy as I've come up with is, think of, you know, if you have dirty windows, you can't see out and sunlight can't get in. And if you have dirty windows in your car, it's even worse. You know, it's an accident waiting to happen, right? So same thing happens. If you don't have enough chlorophyll to keep the cell walls healthy, then chlorophyll is like your window washers for your cells. Keeps them all clean, nutrients can get in, toxins can get out. And that's what's cleansing about greens, is the chlorophyll, cleansing your cell walls.
That's an amazing analogy. It's a really good and easy way for people to understand how powerful it is and what it does.
Yeah, because I found that if you don't make it easy for people to understand, because this is so different from what they're used to, they don't remember it and it doesn't resonate. So I've got a few more I'll share with you today.
Amazing. I can't wait.
Okay, so chlorella has the highest chlorophyll, and now we understand it's very similar to your blood composition. It heals your cell walls, and chlorella, interestingly, has the hardest cell wall in the plant kingdom. Remember I said spirulina has none because it's technically a bacteria? Well, its brother, chlorella, to be different, I guess, has the hardest cell wall. Why is that important? That hard cell wall attaches to toxins of any kind, lead, mercury, radiation. Some people will be amused to find out that it identifies alcohol as a toxin. Athletes will be happy to know it identifies lactic acid as a toxin. So chlorella has been used for decades for pulling out toxins. It was used at Chernobyl, Fukushima, Hiroshima, all for pulling out radiation. And when the Fukushima disaster happened about 8 years ago, the entire global supply of chlorella was bought up by all the Asians within 24 hours because they know it's the only thing that pulls out radiation. We work with biological dentists who use it because when you take old fillings out, they're full of mercury. And so the doctor, the dentist, takes the chlorella because they don't want to inhale the fumes of the mercury. And they also give it to their patients in case they swallow any. So it's been used by lots of different organizations. Just as an interesting side note, both spirulina and chlorella have been used by the equine community, the horse community, probably for 50 years because it does the same thing for pets and for animals that it does for humans, which is give them a good balance of alkaline, gives them all the nutrition. They don't have hair, but they have fur, which makes it really healthy, helps with their digestion. So anyways, back to chlorella, that hard cell wall pulls out toxins. 99% of our illnesses in our society, doesn't matter whether it's heart disease, diabetes, cancer, the main reasons come down to two things. One, nutritional deficiencies, and two, too many toxins. That's 99% of it. So spirulina, which is used for plugging nutritional deficiencies, answers the first one, and so does chlorella to a certain degree, and chlorella pulls out toxins. This is your power couple, ladies and gentlemen. This is what will keep you healthy. And because chlorella pulls out so many toxins, it does it naturally. It also has 40 vitamins and minerals. It doesn't pull out anything it shouldn't pull out. It doesn't pull out minerals. It doesn't pull out magnesium, calcium. In fact, it puts it all in. I tell people taking chlorella every day is like giving your body a shower from the inside. We all take showers every day on the outside, right? Because we've gathered dirt from the day or whatever. Well, our bodies have not been built to sustain the kind of toxic load that we have from foods, from pollution, from chemicals, from our clothes. And so you've got to get those chemicals out, but every day we're exposed to more. So if you got to just keep doing it. It's not like something you can just do a detox and then you're done for the rest of your life. It doesn't work that way. We don't live in bubbles, but fortunately chlorella tastes, I think, pretty good. Much better than its brother spirulina, which is very chewy and really, I don't know whether you've tried chewing chlorella or not, but ours tastes really good. If you put sea salt or eat it with almonds or macadamia nuts are the best. So if you can enjoy eating it, it's much more satisfying. It's very crunchy. It tastes more like a soy nut or a sunflower seed. Because most people take the chlorella at night because your body goes through a detox. And remember, it facilitates detox. So if you take your spirulina in the morning with breakfast and late morning when you're getting a little hungry and have another couple of tablets throughout the afternoon or have it before your workout, and then you take your chlorella before you go to bed every night, then you're facilitating your detox. You're having a little bit of a snack. You're pulling out any toxins from the day, toxins from your workout, toxins from drinking. And I haven't even addressed all the other benefits. Chlorella has been used for decades for IBS and Crohn's disease, primarily because of two things we've talked about already. One, the high chlorophyll, which is very cleansing. Two, the hard cell wall that pulls out toxins. And three, which I haven't mentioned yet, it does have a hard cell wall, which has fiber in it. And as you're reading, our gut biome is really critical to our health. And we have to feed those little bacteria what they want. And what they want is fiber. And when they get fiber, they release something called short chain fatty acids. And that's what heals your gut. And when you have a healthy gut, then it spills over and you have a healthy mental attitude. Your organs are healthier. Your immune system is healthier. Speaking of immune system, 80% of your immune system is in your gut. Why is that? Because that's where your body makes the cells that defend you. They're called T cells, B cells, killer cells, macrophages, antibodies. They're all made in your gut, which is where your immune system is, from the food that you ate. And if you don't give your gut the nutrients it needs to create these cells to defend you, it can't defend you. And the analogy I give people is, when you have a dinner party, what's the first thing that you do? You go grocery shopping, right? You have to go buy your groceries for your entree, your appetizer. No groceries, no dinner party, right?
Yep.
Well, if you don't give your immune system the nutrients it needs to cook up T cells, B cells, killer cells, macrophages, antibodies, if you don't give it the nutrients it needs, it cannot cook those up. It cannot defend you. It's that simple. That's why 80% of your immune system is in your gut, because it goes shopping in your stomach every day to find the nutrients it needs It's like making Legos, right? If it doesn't have a square piece, it can't complete the picture. Yep. And those the nutrients are very, they're all outlined. You can go online and we'll send you some lists. There are things like B cells, vitamin A, zinc, amino acids, chlorophyll for sure. And 99% of them are in the algae. So you don't have to run out and buy 1,000 other vitamins or cook up a whole bunch of food just to protect your immune system. It's all in the algae. So your immune system is, I tell you, they're jumping up and down with excitement when you give them algae, because it's like, yay, I don't have to go work for it anymore. And it's like especially your parents, but your grandparents always just love you to death, right? Your immune system is like that. It loves you to death. It wants to defend you. But if you give it sticks and you push it out into into battle where people are like, it's galactic firearms, it doesn't have a chance.
Exactly. And this is what I preach all the time. You know, I've always talked about my immune system and my gut and how, you know, they were kind of subpar, and how you really need to fix your gut in order to fix your immune system. And people don't realize that. They think, they often tend to compartmentalize the body and don't realize that the body works as one. And if your immune system is lacking, it's probably something to do with your digestion and your gut. So I'm really glad that you brought up that point and just really hammered it home for me. So thank you.
Well, and there's a really great book I would recommend by Stephen Gundry, the book is called The Plant Paradox. And he points out that a lot of autoimmune diseases are caused by perforations in the gut. And some of these perforations actually are from plants. They have things called lectins and phytates and oxalates. And so not everybody's susceptible, but some people are. And if your gut gets, permeated, and it can also be permeated by glyphosate and lots of other terrible things, then little particles of food get into your bloodstream, and that causes your immune system to think that it's at war with something, and it starts attacking itself. And that's what leads to autoimmune. So you need to heal the gut, and to do that, you need short chain fatty acids, and you get that from fiber. And you get that from healthy food or from algae. Now, I mentioned this Plant Paradox book and phytates and lactates or oxalates, none of which are in algae, because algae is not technically a plant. It's, if you give it a name, it's a sea vegetable. Mm-hmm. So it has all the benefits of plants and none of the downsides. And even Dr. Gundry had recently requested samples. He's a pretty big name here in the United States. And we're hoping to work with him, but he endorses algae in his book. So it's pretty cool. So chlorella is very much a wellness, health and wellness algae, whether it's for COVID, for your gut, but it's always been used that way for pulling out toxins, building your immune system. And it's the chlorophyll. It's the, has high vitamin K2, which is a whole nother podcast. So they're quite different. One is energizing. So that's spirulina. That's why we call it energy bits, and also beauty bits for your skin and hair. And chlorella is a health and wellness algae. So generally people take spirulina in the morning and they generally take chlorella at night. That being said, you can have either one of them any time of day, with food, instead of food, with each other, by themselves, swallow them, chew them, add to them to smoothies. We have NHL players that take 75 spirulina in their smoothie before a game and 75 chlorella after the game. But the average person's probably taking 5 to 10 a day, but you could take less and you could certainly take more. I don't want to scare anybody, but I probably have at least 100 chlorella every day. And it's like my favorite food. So
that's awesome. I really need to step up my algae game, because like I said, like I have it in my drink every morning. It already comes with spirulina and chlorella in it, which is awesome. But as I also mentioned, my health still isn't 100%. So I think I might be adding more algae to my diet.
Yeah. Daily. Yeah. Well, we'll send you some more to be sure to help you with that. So.
Perfect. Awesome. This is honestly, there's some great information being thrown at me here. A lot of it, you guys, I've mentioned in previous podcast episodes. So it's really good to just reiterate it and hear it again. But I'm really interested in, you know, how sustainable is algae? Because as you guys also know, I have a background in environmental science. So sustainability is a really big thing for me. So Catherine, if we could just talk a little bit about how you source your algae and, is my internet messing up? Don't you love technology?
Yeah, nowadays? I know.
Are we good now?
Yeah, we're good. Oh, we're good.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. So just talk about a little bit how you source it and, you know, is it sustainable and what can we expect kind of thing?
Well, as I mentioned, algae has been sold both in Canada and the United States for over 50 years, but the quality has been very poor. And most of it came from really big companies who sell, you know, hundreds or thousands of other products. So they just don't pay attention to it. And this is one of the things I decided to do because I wasn't planning on building a company. I just wanted to help my sister. and then I taught nutrition and I thought, well, I can help a few more people. And then when I found algae, I thought, well, I'm going to take it up another notch. So every decision and everything I've done was really just done to help people. So I wasn't planning on building a big company, although it could end up happening that way, and that's still fine with me. But the reason I mention that is because every step along the way, my choices were made based on quality, safety, purity. So, and that's ultimately now is what's distinguishing us from everybody else. So everybody else uses there's different strains of algae. We use the highest strains, just like, it doesn't matter whether you're buying shoes or, you know, vegetables. There's always, you know, like vegetables, you have organic or non-organic, and leather, you could have Prada or, you know, something from Walmart. So algae is the same way. So we use the highest quality because it starts with the most protein and the most nutrients. Then when we grow it in fresh water, it's not any fresh water, it's triple filtered spring mountain water. So, and the reason why that's important is because algae absorbs whatever's in the water. So, you know, the stuff that came from China, like they weren't growing them safely or cleanly. And so the algae starts with toxins and it just goes downhill from there. So ours starts as clean as it could possibly be. Then we dry it, we air dry it. We do not use high heat. Almost everybody else uses high heat. Why? Because these are big companies and they need to get their product to market quickly because they need, they sell it for cheaply. We don't do that. We use just regular air. And that means the enzymes are not killed. So it's still, ours is still a raw food. And actually spirulina is technically a live food. It would still grow if you put it in some water and left it alone. So grow it in clean water, don't use high heat. Then when we press the water out of it into these little tablets, we also don't put any binders or fillers or anything. So it's completely 100% algae, nothing else in it. We don't add anything or subtract anything. And then we import it, we grow it in Taiwan, which is world renowned for having the highest quality algae. And then we import it in large quantities here to the United States where we do third party lab tests because we don't sell our algae through regular, you know, retail or grocery. We only sell it on our website, energybits.com. We also sell it through Amazon, unfortunately not in Canada yet. And then we sell it through doctors, chiropractors, functional medicine. And these are practitioners. And so they needed to see that our algae was clean, safe, pure, the nutrients were what we said. So we do all these third-party lab tests that I don't know anybody else that does that. And then we package it very carefully in a FDA approved clean facility so that in UV protected bags so that chlorophyll doesn't get pulled out from sunlight. I saw somebody's chlorella yesterday at a meeting I was at and they had their chlorella in clear packages and it's like, oh man, that's a rookie mistake because the light gets into it and pulls the chlorella out, it chlorophyll out. So you lose all the great, glorious green nutrition. I was like, oh, wow, you obviously don't know what you're doing. So please don't put your algae in clear baggies because you'll just ultimately lose some of the nutrients. So I'm very proud of, and I'm the only person and we're the only company that I know of and have observed in 12 years of doing this that's teaching people about algae. I spend almost all of my day going through the science. Other people are on the beach. I've got the light on and I'm digging through research. I've gone through 3,000 research documents and there's another, 90,000 to go. But I'm very, very focused on education so that people can understand what it does. And the reason I am so passionate about it is because it gives our bodies everything that it needs, and the earth, by the way, and we'll talk about that in a second, but it does it safely, at least ours, and simply. It makes it easy to be healthy. And right now it's not easy because our soils are so damaged from overcropping and monocropping, and our air is so polluted that there's not sunlight getting in. So the plants don't even have the same protein that they used to. They have more sugar. Our crops and our fruits have been cross-pollinated to be loaded with sugar and not the nutrients. So even if you eat organic, even if you're a hardcore vegan, it's really hard to be healthy. And you can't live in a bubble because you're still outside and whatever. So I just think algae is the answer. And it's not just the answer for nutrition, as I alluded to at the beginning. It's being discovered by big companies everywhere in the world. I'll give you a couple of examples. So Reebok, which is a big shoe company, running shoe company, they just launched a shoe, running shoe last year called the plant-based shoe. And so all of the entire shoe is made only from plant materials. Their liner is made from algae. Why? Because algae kills bacteria. You probably don't know this, but your water treatment plant and every single water treatment plant in North America, every single water treatment plant in America and probably Europe uses algae in it. Why? Because algae kills bacteria. They filter it through. Isn't that crazy? So Reebok is using it. There's a big clothing company called Gore-Tex. I'm sure people are familiar with Gore-Tex. And they just launched an entire clothing line all made from algae. Why? Because it's the most sustainable crop in the world. And they want to be as sustainable as Patagonia, which is a very big sustainable-oriented company. The M&M company, they make candies, right? They're trying to be as healthy as they can be. I mean, heck, they sell sugar, which is as damaging to your body as you can be. However, they're trying, and they discovered the blue pigment in the spirulina is safer, obviously, than the blue dye they were using. So they now grow spirulina in California just for the blue pigment. So if you get any blue M&Ms in North America, the blue is made with spirulina.
Wow.
Crazy, right? There's a big company called Unilever. It's a global multi-billion-dollar packaging company. They just invested in a small company called NoPla. I know it's hard to say. It stands for no plastics. They're based in the UK, and they just developed packaging for condiments, you know, like your ketchup and your salt and or little mini drinks or something. Mm-hmm. They developed packaging completely made of algae. And so after you finish your water bottle, because they make water bottles now, you can eat the bottle because it's algae. And if you don't want to eat the bottle or the packaging, it will self-destruct within 4 to 5 weeks completely. So no landfill. There's another company in Amsterdam. I mean, the list goes on. I want to tell you this last one though. So there's this company in Amsterdam, because algae is the fastest growing organism in the world, and any biofuel research that's done is all done with algae, especially chlorella algae. And so they've been trying to figure out how to tap algae as another power source, more rather than fossil fuels. And there's two ways they're doing that. They either, because there's so much oil, remember I mentioned the omega-3, mm-hmm. There's so much oil, they're trying to figure that out, but I'm not sure if that's working. But another way they're doing it is the algae, as it subdivides, it releases energy. And so they're trying to figure out how to tap into that energy that's released as the cell divides. I'm just a mere mortal. I don't understand this engineering, scientific stuff. However, it seems to have worked because there's a building in Amsterdam. It's a condo building. And on all four sides of the building, they have glass panels that are full of water and algae. And I don't know how they did it, but they power that entire building with the energy from the algae in the water subdividing.
What?
Get out, right?
That is so cool.
I know. Even companies like IKEA, you know, big company IKEA, they every year they do an algae building. They grow, they're on top of algae. Algae is just, it's sort of like your baby brother who's going to be a brain surgeon at age five. You kind of, you know how intelligent he is, but you want to protect him so he doesn't get whatever. So mm-hmm. I sort of feel like the protector of algae. I want people to understand how amazing this stuff is, not just nutritionally, but it's doing all these other cool things. And it's also protecting Mother Earth because it's a vegan, sustainable source of omega-3. I mean, we're the poor old ocean and the fish, my God, you know, everyone's buying fish oil for the omega-3. And I remind people, well, where do you think the fish get the omega-3 from? They get it from algae, for God's sakes. So, yes. You know, skip the middleman. And there's entire dead zones in the ocean because of the overfishing of the fish oil. Just get the algae, algae is so sustainable. It takes a couple of months to grow, but you could get like 10 crops of algae a year instead of one crop of wheat or one crop of soy. And while we're talking about fish, I'll give you another analogy. So there's even fish farming for the fish, not just the fish oil, has caused huge environmental damage because when you gather that many fish together in the netted area, well, let's face it, fish poop, and the poop is acidic. Remember, mm-hmm. I started this whole thing about alkaline? It all starts to make sense when you start to understand algae and you're talking about the truth. So lots of countries were banning fish farming off their shores because the fish poop was causing so much acidity in the water that was washing up on shore that it was killing all the foliage on the shores. It was a real environmental problem. Mm-hmm. So guess what they did? They started feeding the fish algae.
Of course.
problem solved. Poop's not acidic anymore. Nothing's dying. Everything's growing.
Wow. It almost sounds like algae is just the answer to everyone's problem. And, you know, at first it's like, ew, you drink algae every day. Like, you're the weirdo. But now it's like, if you're not on the algae train, like, where are you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, if I do my job properly in another, it'll take a couple more years, but that's okay. I'm in it. And I know I'm making headway because I know we have to go. But last year, the U.S. government passed the very first Algae Agricultural Act. Yes, it was part of the Farm Bill, the 2019 Farm Bill, because even they have recognized how nutrient dense algae is and that it's so eco-friendly and sustainable. And 99% of it is grown in Asia. So they want to start giving grants to American farmers to grow it here. And so my dream is to also have my own algae farms here. It might be 5 or 10 years down the road, but it's going to be bigger than CBD oil. And only because it already is in other countries. That's why I keep reminding people, algae isn't new. It's just new to you. I mean, 10 years ago, you didn't know about stevia. You didn't know about quinoa. You didn't know about chia seed. And yet now they're everywhere. Trust me. The it's same thing could happen with algae. So you Definitely. Might as well learn about it now so that you can, you know, dazzle your friends at dinner parties.
Definitely. I definitely agree. This is such a powerhouse food, not a supplement. You know, it's sustainable. It's great for anyone, no matter what feeding or eating style you are, whether you're vegan, paleo, intermittent fasting, you know, it's good for everybody. It's totally inclusive. So it's fantastic. It's just an absolute powerhouse superfood that I think everybody should start incorporating into their diet for sure.
Yes. And you can get it from our website. We sell it in large bags of 1,000 tablets. Now, I don't want you to have sticker shock because a bag is normally $120. However, great news, we have a discount code for you. It gives you 20% off. The discount code is Rosati Nutrition.
Yep.
Rosati Nutrition. And you just put that into the coupon box when you check out and you'll always get 20% off. It works on everything all the time. And we have, again, spirulina. It comes in two brands, Energy Bits and Beauty Bits. And then the chlorella, which is the detoxing immune builder algae. That's called Recovery Bits because it helps you recover your health. And we had a fourth brand called Vitality Bits, which is a blend of the two algae. So it's you get a little bit of the energy and a little bit of the immune system. Now, keep in mind, because one bag of algae has the equivalent nutrition, remember, of 551 pounds of vegetables. So it's It's very efficient nutrition. One tablet has the nutrition of a huge plate of vegetables. So don't get sticker shock, because you will eat less vegetables. You'll need fewer supplements. You don't need a multi. You don't need magnesium, potassium, calcium, CoQ10, probably not fish oil. So you'll save money with that. But if you want to test it out first in smaller quantity and with a lower commitment financially, we do sell single servings with 30 tablets in them for $4 each on Amazon. Now, we don't unfortunately sell them on Amazon Canada, but we do sell them on Amazon. So try those out. Buy a couple of single servings for $4. Prime shipping will give you free shipping. And then come back to the website to buy the larger bag with the 20% discount. Rosetti Nutrition. We're also very active on social. So our Instagram handle is Energy Bits, Facebook and Twitter, same thing, Energy Bits. And we also have a Instagram handle for Beauty Bits, which is just Beauty Bits. But it's very exciting to share. Now, remember, I've done now 11 years of research on algae. So it's a lot. I know I've given you a lot. Don't be too overwhelmed. Maybe listen to this a couple of times. Read some of the documents we're going to send. Come and visit us at Energy Bits. We have lots of science there. And, you know, just take your time. Algae has been waiting to be discovered for 4 billion years. So I'm sure it will wait a few more days.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm so happy, Alicia, that you're using it, because you could tell yourself, but I think we'll up your game and get you some more tablets. So
yes, I am definitely down for that. You know, I'm going to definitely have my family hop on it. They also take algae every single day, which is amazing for me, because now I have less things to help them deal with. We love it. We are like absolute believers in the power of algae, you know, and just plant-based whole nutrition, not lab-made supplements, anything. This is from the earth. This is as natural as you're going to get. You know, it's the chemistry is easily blendable with your body. It's just, this is the answer to pretty much anything that you could be dealing with. So it's pretty great.
Yeah. And it's very gentle. It's that's the other thing. You know, you get a lot of medications and they kind of jolt your system because they're unnatural. That's not algae. Algae is just like your best friend, just waiting to be noticed. It wants to help you, like your immune system. So
yes, let it. Awesome. Well, Catherine, thank you so much. This has been an absolute pleasure. You know, seeing you on TV and now getting to talk to you is pretty cool for me. I've loved your message since that episode on Shark Tank. So this is just awesome. And we'll definitely have to do a follow-up interview again if you would love to do that.
Absolutely. All right.
Awesome. Well, guys, if you want, you can head over to rosettinutrition.ca and just click the podcast tab, where you will find all the show notes, and I will have all the research in there for you. I will add in my 20% off discount code, which again is just Rosetti Nutrition, all one word. And if you want to read up more, you can go to energybits.com. So thank you so much again for coming to this podcast episode. Catherine and I thank you for being here. And until the next episode, I will talk to you guys later.